Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Here's the phone number here. It's a 1 o'clock CMB. Comes your way, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, of course, we're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio, Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses. You know where, only at my favorite store, ShopRite. My partner's giddy because his Nets are just a juggernaut. I mean, they've won 7 in a row. They're only 26 wins away from the 72 Lakers, 33 straight wins.
You're funny.
Record, which is the all-time record for professional sports. I mean, it's unbelievable, bro. I mean, it's what's going on here?
I still can't believe it. When you lose 8 in a row.
Because you fully figured they'd lose last night after the big win over the Lakers.
Yes. Well, this is all learning. I'm learning about this team.
I understand.
I've already learned that they were able to take that 8-game losing streak. And it wasn't just an 8-game losing streak. It was an 8-game losing streak in which they were collapsing.
Right.
In which they were so poorly coached in the final 2 minutes of games. They would collapse on a routine basis, 7-point lead, 30 seconds to go against Memphis, the Oklahoma City game. It was constant. It was endless. And to turn that into a 7-game winning streak in which 3 of the 7 wins have come against top of their conference playoff teams, including a few of them being on the road, a couple of back-to-backs, the one at the Garden, the one last night in Chicago. I'm stunned. I don't know what to make of it anymore. I'm thrilled, but I'm very surprised. Because when they had lost those 8 in a row, Joe, I was going into your brain about, hey, I'm just going to watch a lot of Duke basketball and think about Cam Reddish and Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, I'm fantasizing about getting a shot at the overrated Celtics in the playoffs.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking about.
How about that?
Why not?
No, hey.
Why can't I fantasize?
And you own the Celtics in the playoffs. Was it 2-0 all time, right?
That's right. That's right.
The days of Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker. Those teams.
But I did say this to you early in the week. This game was the one I wanted more than any other.
Right.
Because
no,
to steal a game in which you're clearly tired, you had RHJ playing injured. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson was questionable in this game. And even though he missed a ton of shots in the paint early, the fact he was out there for 25 minutes defending, I want to mention him first because he wasn't healthy and he played through it and they battled and they made defensive plays in the final minute and a half of the game led by Spencer Dinwiddie, even though he did have a brain lock. He did have a little bit of a brain lock, having no idea what the shot clock said as he let the clock expire before passing to D'Angelo Russell with like a second to go. But it was a really good win. And for me, I agree with the coach, Kenny. I agree with you.
Kenny, now a week ago, he's like, I can't stand this guy.
I never said I stole Ken. I'm just
Now he's calling him Kenny.
Well, Kenny. Yeah, when I called him last week, started with an S and continued with an H.
Now you could have called
it was two words.
You could have called him Todd.
It was similar. But Boomer, if you're listening, because I heard Boomer this morning.
Right.
I never heard a guy say so many false things in 30 seconds. First,
really?
He said, I called for Atkinson to be fired.
Some of the people I know.
That's a fair point. He said, I called for Kenny to be fired. I never called for Kenny to be fired.
No, you have not.
I never did
you
that.
You have never said fired.
Never
no.
said that. So, wrong about that.
Never.
Then he said, now I'm kissing Kenny's ass. I'm not even,
you're
I'm
not doing
barely
that.
Complimenting
well,
him.
I mean, you are on a first name basis with him, but I wouldn't say you're kissing his rear end.
No, I'm not doing either.
I won't say that.
And what's so odd to me about Boomer is that he is such a good, passionate Ranger fan.
Right.
And I've heard some of the things he has said 5 games into the year when they were 1-4, what he said about the Rangers. It's amazing to me how somebody can be such a good fan yet so out of touch when it comes to other people's fandoms. He gets it when it involves his team.
I get it.
But he doesn't get, like, what the hell did he want me to do during an 8-game losing streak? Wax poetic?
No, all right. He's supposed to be happy.
He wasn't happy when the Rangers got off to a bad start.
Right, right, right.
I just don't understand that.
Bro, you're talking to me. I mean, I totally get it. But I'm happy for you, man. And how about this, too, with the Nets? How long had they gone without winning consecutive nights on back-to-backs?
Well, they broke that recently,
I'm saying, but now they've done it twice in a row.
Yes. Great call. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
It was 32 in a row when the back-to-back was on the road.
Right.
They ended it against the Knicks, though that's the Garden, so it's not
like they
had to travel.
It's a road game, and they haven't exactly had tons of success there in recent, the very recent times.
I just mean the travel aspect of
it. Right, no, I understand that.
After that Laker game, they had to get on a plane and go to Chicago.
Right. Not a terrible flight, but
a terrible flight, but a flight nevertheless.
Right.
And
right.
They were able to grind the game out, which was very inspiring. And if they can win Friday against Indiana, it will be their longest winning streak since Jason Kidd, Richard Jefferson, Vince Carter, the 06 season, a year where they won 49 games that year and lost in the second round of Miami. I remember they won game one in Miami.
Yep.
I was all pumped up, and then they lost 4 straight.
Right, right. Yeah, so, no, I remember that.
We'll see. And for you, here's what you have.
I got, just another day closer to the lottery. That's it.
Well, yes.
But again, they're 9-24, the Knicks. You knew they weren't beating Philly last night. I mean, you knew early on what the deal was going to be. They hung in there. They did. The effort's always there. But
Not defensively, it isn't.
No, that's not. No, you're right.
That's the one thing I'll question.
It's not good defense.
And you've said this, and we've kind of argued at times in the past about defense, how much of it is effort, how much of it is talent. It's a mix. They don't have a lot of talent. We all understand that. They don't play with enough
effort. Well, defense
is
not talent to me. Defense is something.
Some of it is.
Well, I mean, but you got to, it's also effort. I mean, it's not always the effort to play defense.
I don't think their effort's been there,
no,
to be honest with you.
Probably not.
Now, I think Tim Hardaway had a good excuse because Rebecca Harlow mentioned it last night.
He's got plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, and he's played through it at times.
Right.
So I think that's an excuse for him. But I don't think defensively they've given that consistent effort. I think the positive right now is Kevin Knox.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's playing with a confidence, too.
No, I agree. He's been good. He had near double-double last night. What do you go, 21? It was 20 or 21 and 8 or something like that?
Yep.
No, look, I mean, you like what you see from Knox. But the Knicks, if there was ever a year that it's not about winning games for a team, this is it for the Knicks. I mean, this is it.
Yeah,
the
negative is Frank, because Frank Ntilikina, after he was out of the rotation.
He had a couple decent games after he came back in.
Yeah, he comes back in the rotation, has a couple of real solid games, and his last 3 or 4 games, he's been awful again.
Right, he hasn't been good.
He's still only 20, but who knows? I don't know. You want to see at least positive developments out of him.
Right, right.
But tonight's an exciting night because not only do the John Rothsteins of the world have a very sexy college basketball matchup at Madison Square Garden between an undefeated Texas Tech team who is the best defense in the country. They give it up 50 points
a
game.
What is this, one of those holiday festival games? Is that what this is tonight?
Is that what it is?
Some kind of holiday.
I would assume so.
Tournament deal.
Here's what I know.
What's the other game? Just Duke. It's got to be more than just Duke and Texas Tech.
It's got to
be
doubleheader. That's the one I care about personally.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'll check it out. But you've got a Texas Tech team that's tremendous defensively going up against, and this is where Knicks fans got to remember, this is not all about Zion Williamson.
No, they got a lot of guys.
R.J. Barrett looks at times better.
Yeah.
So you've got R.J., you've got Reddish, who looks pretty good. And then, of course, you've got Zion. And right now, the Knicks are on their way to picking in the top 4 or top 5, the way they're playing.
They should all be there watching the game tonight.
You know who's going to be there? Jared Dudley.
Oh, yeah, I know, right.
That's what I heard.
All right.
And by the way, this is how you know the Nets are playing well. Jared Dudley's going to be on this radio station, and it's not even with us.
That's unbelievable.
He's going to be on with CNB. That,
you know, we got to get Atkinson on. It's time now.
Want to talk to the coach?
Yeah, I think you should.
Lay out my dirty laundry with him?
Yeah, and tell him how, now you're on a first-name basis with him.
Well, there are still moments in which I call him names.
Of course.
Hey, you know what? When in the final 2 minutes, you can't get the ball in bounds, and in the final 2 minutes, you're routinely blowing leads, a lot of it is on the coach.
Sure.
What I've seen over the last 7 games It's been cleaned up. It's been a lot better.
Well, they're a different team. They're a different team.
And
now,
it may have been spurned by a players-only meeting that occurred after the Oklahoma City game, but I don't really care how it occurred.
Yeah.
All I know is that they're winning.
And they don't have LeVert. And I think that's another thing that you really got to be, you know, hey, we don't even have our best player, and his team's won 8 games in a row.
That is the exciting part, that they're doing it without their best player.
Yep.
But tonight will be interesting if you're a college basketball fan or if you're scouting the future with all the stars that they have at Duke. And it's going to be a challenge for these guys because – you know, Duke's scoring 85, 90 a game, and here they are going up against a top defense in Texas Tech. So it'll be a nice challenge for all these stars. And as I said to you off air, you do.
They do, but I will believe the Knicks win a lottery when it happens. It's been 30, it'll be 34 years when the lottery happens in June since the 1985 Patrick Ewing lottery. And I clearly do not expect them to win the lottery because they never do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why would I think that now? And they never even move up. The thing about the Knicks
is they usually
they go backwards. Last year, they actually stayed in the same spot, which is actually a win when they stay in the spot they're supposed to be.
I have to tell you, you could take this as a positive, as a negative, or you can just collect the information and say, oh, that's kind of interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I looked back because I find tanking not to be the way to go. And
right,
I think that
right.
it's very overrated. And I think that if you look at the successful teams in the league, other than Philadelphia, nobody's done it
by
tanking.
Well, it took Philly a while. Though.
Right.
It did take them a little while.
And they missed on a lot.
They missed on a couple guys.
So
no doubt about it.
I went back a little bit by memory, and then I looked at Basketball Reference at the last decade of drafts. And I wanted to see if the number one overall pick, how often the number one overall pick turns out to be the best player in a draft.
Okay.
It is not often.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
Now, it happens.
I'm sure it's not.
It happens.
Well, it happened with LeBron.
By the way, LeBron, that's 15 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
But if you start it right after LeBron, you start it in 05, 06. Here are some of the number one overall picks. Andrew Bogut.
Right.
Not the best player in his draft.
No.
Chris Paul was in that draft.
Yeah.
Andrea Bargnani.
Wow.
Kyle Lowry was in that draft. LaMarcus Aldridge was in that draft.
Right.
Rajon Rondo was in that draft. Kevin Durant was number two behind a guy by the name of Greg Oden.
Oh, my God.
Al Horford was in that draft. Marc Gasol
Greg
was in that draft.
Oden.
Derrick Rose was the number one pick in his draft. You know who else was in that draft?
Who's that?
Russell Westbrook. He's better.
Yeah. But Rose was good, though.
He did. What an MVP.
And the injury really changed his career.
Sure.
So you can't kill that pick.
I'm not killing it. I'm saying he's not the best player in his draft.
All right.
Like, I'll give you another one.
I understand.
Blake Griffin, number one overall. Really good player. You know who was in that draft? James Harden and Steph Curry.
Yeah.
No. Would you agree that both of those guys are better than Blake Griffin?
I would agree that.
The John Wall draft, the one I won.
Right, and he was number one.
Okay, here are guys who are better.
DeMarcus Cousins was in that draft.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
Paul George.
Right.
Would you agree both of them are better?
Yes.
Paul George was taken 10th.
Yep.
The Kyrie Irving draft. Great, right? I can name you a couple of guys that are better. In fact, the guy taken 15th in that draft is better. His name is Kawhi Leonard.
Yep, he's better.
Anthony Davis, best player in his draft, no doubt.
Okay.
But he does have competition because Damian Lillard was in that draft.
Right.
But I think Anthony Davis, number one.
Yes,
2013, Anthony Bennett, number one overall.
Oh, my God. That was to Cleveland, right?
That's right. You know who's in that draft?
Ooh.
Victor Oladipo and a guy by the name of Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was taken 15th.
Wow.
Rudy Gobert, 27th.
Mm.
2014, Andrew Wiggins was the number one overall pick. You know who's in that draft?
Nikola
Jokic was taken in the second round. He's having a historic season this year. Joel Embiid was taken number three. He's better.
Right, right.
Karl Anthony Towns, best player in his draft.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And I don't even
That was the draft with Porzingis
correct.
And D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
Right.
Devin Booker,
Booker
at 13.
Right, right.
But Karl Anthony Towns, best player in the draft.
Right,
I don't even think it's that close.
To this point. Right.
Ben Simmons, when he was taken number one overall, best player in his draft. Second best player in that draft may be Caris LeVert, by the way.
That could be.
At 20.
No, I understand.
And in the 2017 draft, I'm not going to judge 18. It just happened. Markelle Fultz was number one overall.
Well, that's, you know.
Kyle Kuzma was 27.
Yeah. How good is he? He's the second best player in the Lakers.
Yeah.
To LeBron.
And this is not to say you shouldn't want to win the lottery. Of course you should.
No, bro. I'm with you. I mean, generally the best player is not the guy that's picked number one. Right?
You're right. And look, maybe Zion is Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns in that. He's going to be the best. He's LeBron. I don't know. He looks really good. But it's just a reminder. It's a careful reminder that just look around the league. Teams are not built by that.
The year that Jordan wasn't number one. Wasn't Olajuwon the number one pick that year?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great pick. Not the best player in the draft.
No, but I mean, he did help him win two championships.
No, that wasn't bad.
Not a bad consolation prize.
No, and it's... It's to the point of the Derrick Roses and the Blake Griffins. And Kyrie Irving. They weren't bad picks.
No,
they're just not the best players in the draft.
None of those guys are Olajuwon either.
No, of course not.
You know, let's be honest.
Of course not. So it's just a reminder that when you get to the lottery, of course you want to win the lottery. If my team's in the lottery, I'm going to want to win the lottery. But look at how teams are built. Look at how Golden State was built. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were not number one, number two, number three, number four, number
five. You know. Sometimes that's just the way to – the year Patrick was number one in 85, who else is in? I know Wayman Tisdale was in that lottery. Who else? Was he clearly the best player?
I got to look back at that. Let me see that draft.
What year did Barkley come out? And Patrick's probably better than Barkley.
19 – I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, it's close.
It's close. It's close.
Yeah, I can't say definitively.
Yeah, it's close.
We'll go through. We'll come back. I'll throw a few at you. But
the one I always remember, I'll never forget the coin flip going back. I guess it was 1970. For Kareem. It was Phoenix and Milwaukee for Kareem. And Phoenix won the coin toss. They take Kareem, and the Phoenix Suns took a guy by the name of Neil Walk, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Wasn't it Neil Walk?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Hey, sometimes.
Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes the difference in one
Michael
and two.
Michael Olowokandi was a number one overall pick.
Oh, absolutely.
A guy by the name of LaRue Martin back in the 70s was a number one overall pick.
I got a guy in the Patrick draft. You could argue better than Patrick. He was taken 13th overall.
Who's that?
Karl Malone.
Yeah, he's better. You know what? I would say he's better. I would have to say
better. And those are the two best guys in the draft.
And all due respect to Patrick,
yes,
Malone was probably
And he was
better.
Taken 13th.
Wow.
It just means that you got to get it right.
Of course,
right.
They're all in that same boat of guys who couldn't get by Jordan.
Right, who couldn't win a title.
No, couldn't get through Michael.
Right. You just have to get it right.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm learning this watching Sean Marks. He's built the team on non-lottery picks.
Yeah, he's doing a very good job.
The Nets have on their roster.
But he did bring D'Angelo in, who was a number two overall pick.
Yes, he is the one true
lottery.
Who's starting
to look like a player.
Absolutely, he's a lottery pick, even though it wasn't by the Nets.
Right.
Ed Davis is actually a lottery pick, too, but I'll throw him to the side. He was a bit piece that they signed as a free agent.
Right. Right.
You look around the league, even the Knicks, you got lottery picks all over the place. Yeah. But that's not necessarily the formula. You just have to get it right.
Well, the Knicks have at least four lottery picks on the team right now that I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah. Moutier,
Ntilikina, Porzingis, even though he's hurt, and Knox.
Yeah. And
Hezonja. Hezonja, too. That's right. Right. So they actually got five guys.
Yeah.
You're right. I think that. Is there anybody else? Lottery picks.
Where was Vonleh taken? Vonleh's a lottery pick.
Is he really?
Yeah, ninth overall.
Who took him? Where did
Charlotte.
He go? Charlotte.
That's another lottery pick.
Hey, it's a smart way to go. It really is. Well, take a flyer on guys that, you know, didn't make it somewhere else that were lottery picks.
Yes,
you never know.
It's smart to
you
do
get
that,
lucky.
But it's a reminder that lottery picks, while they're important, trust me,
they're not the end-all, be-all.
Yeah. I mean, my team hasn't used their lottery pick since Derek Favors in 2010, the John Wall draft.
Right.
Is that not ridiculous? And they promptly traded him a few months later.
No, I know they did. Yeah.
So it's about getting it right. But tonight at the Garden, fantasize, because it's not just Zion.
No, I know.
Got a couple of guys to take a look at.
And again, even if Zion is the number one guy, that doesn't mean he's going to be the number one player.
Doesn't mean it.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.